Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Brown. Batting fifth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive towards third. Heck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heck. The throw from Atwood and he is safe. Heck steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heck moves to third. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty takes first base on ball four. Collins moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich strikes out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Klein reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klein scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-0 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marte hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Atwood strikes out. 1 out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty throws the ball into Lazzari, who tags Passo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Brown reaches second base with a double. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Sharon steals second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitney moves to third. Clay Bryant now pitching. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin misplays the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Marte moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marte scores. Lazzari moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Phillies. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. O'Day moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Phillies. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Passo strikes out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kline. The throw from O'Day and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Marte fumbles the ball. That's an error on Marte. Kline goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marte for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to third. Arnovich moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitney scores. Arnovich moves to third. Atwood moves to second. It's 6-3, Phillies. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Passo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Billy Gerges pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gerges moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Phillies. Hal Kelleher now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to third. Hack moves to second. Al Smith now pitching. Coker triplet pinch hits for Ripper Collins. Coker triplet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Bob Logan now pitching. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.